The next patient is Patricia Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R. First name P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white female. That had acute kidney injury over a year ago after she had a septic shock associated to perforated viscous with peritonitis. The patient went into renal replacement therapy for several weeks and has recovered and has been recovering progressively. The latest laboratory workup is with a creatinine of 2.13, the BUN of 48, and the estimated EFR of 22.7 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The fact that the patient doesn't have proteinuria renders a better prognosis, and hopefully with the diet that is low in protein, low in salt, and a fluid restriction of about 45 ounces in 24 hours, the patient has been improving gradually. Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.4. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the hyperlipidemia. With the total cholesterol 141 and LDL of 119, HDL 55. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has been complaining of pain in the ankle, and she established a relationship between high protein intake and pain. Whether or not the patient has gout or hyperuricemia is unknown. We are going to ask for the uric acid level before the next appointment. The patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. That the cheese is not anticoagulated. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup.